Side 4. Braille and Speak Classic Tutorial Cassette, continuing with Communications Parameters and the Status Menu. To set the point at which the bell rings or the beeper beeps, you enter the Status Menu.
Status Menu, Tabular Headset.
And write the letter Q.
Beep at column 0.
Beep at column 0. It says beep at column 0 now because the beeper is not set. All right, I want it to beep at column position 28.
28.
And then I enter E chord.
Beep at column 28. That's it.
And I've left the status menu. Now, what would a writing exercise be without a good old quick brown fox? So I'm going to write that sentence in ASCII Braille so it'll be sure to take enough room. I must begin with a carriage return in order to give the column beeper a starting place. If you want to remove it later, you can, but begin with a carriage return. All right, did you hear that? It beeped on the V. Sure enough, there we are. So if we're using 32 or 33 spaces for a line, we have a few to finish on. In fact, the last character I have written is...
Column 30, cursoret 30. New line. T, A, T, space, L, A, Z, Y, space, D, O, G, period, space. T, A, T, space, U, U, I, C, K, space, D, R, O, W, L, space, column 30, cursoret 61.
Nope, can't go any farther. By the way, I made two mistakes there. Did you catch them? If I were printing in ink, I should have left two spaces after the period, or should have placed them there. The other thing was that I did not write the first word of the sentence, the, with a capital T. I do want you to pay closer attention next time. If for some reason you want to write in that way, Braille and Speak will warn you. And as I say, you may want to go back to the top of your text and delete the first line. That is the carriage return. As a single character at the top of your file, or the line feed that may follow it. Would you like to number your pages? You can do it automatically by turning the numbering of pages on. Now, in order for this to work, you must have format parameters set. You've got to go through the line length, left margin, page length, top margin routine from the status menu, and then you turn the numbering of pages on from the status menu. What Braille character would you think we'd use to jump you quickly to the numbering of pages?
Status menu, power reminder on.
No, that's not the one. Number sign.
Number sign, number pages off.
You are a sharp group. Whoops, number pages off. It had been on. I didn't realize that.
Why, number pages on.
We'll turn it off.
And number pages off.
And it will place a page number in the top margin over toward the right automatically. In Braille, in order for this to happen, you must have the Braille translator set to on and transmit using the transmit Braille command. You also need to have a top margin of at least one for Braille, and that's where the Braille page number will appear. From within the status menu, turn it on with number sign Y. Turn it off with number sign N. Do not number pages. Back a little bit, we talked about double spacing. You can have it if you want it, without it being an error. You can set double spacing to the on position by entering the status menu.
Status menu, number pages off.
And then writing the AR symbol, dots 3, 4, 5.
Eraser and double space off.
All right, to turn it on, you enter Y.
Y, double space on.
To turn it off, you enter N.
N, double space off.
And that works both for print and Braille. This next item is something that most of you won't be concerned with, but a few of you will find extremely useful if you happen to be involved in ham radio or amateur radio. Amateur radio call letters are letter number combinations. My amateur radio call letters happen to be K4JLX. If I wrote it on the Braille and Speak, it would sound like this.
K4JLX. K4JLX.
once very slowly because I had off microphone written it already, and that was the second press of the dots 2-5 chord, and then the second time as if it were treating it as a word. But it contains no vowels, so it sounds pretty normal. But suppose I said to you,
my amateur radio call is
K9 dog. It would be K9DOG. Somebody either has or has had such a call. Amateur radio calls are letter number combinations. Now, if you happen to be using your Braille and Speak in connection with radio communication, packet, AMTOR, teletype, or something like that, you don't want to have to decode calls. So you turn ham calls on. I think I mentioned it earlier. If I didn't, it's the letter M from within the status menu.
Ham calls off.
I'll turn them on with the letter Y.
Y, ham calls on.
And we'll exit.
Exit.
Now we'll look at that again.
My amateur radio call is K9DOG.
Sure enough, there it is. K9DOG, just as it's supposed to be.
My amateur radio call is K9DOG.
If any of you have Braille and Speak experience, you'll notice something interesting. The way the Braille and Speak said the word amateur.
Amateur.
Sounded almost human, didn't it? Amateur is spelled A-M-A-T-E-U-R.
A-M-A-T-E-U-R.
Pronounced.
Amateur.
Amateur. No, no.
My. Amateur.
All right, how did I do that?
Amateur. A-M-I-T-C-H-E-R.
That's how I did it. You'll never win a spelling bee if you do much of that sort of thing, but it is sometimes possible to cause the Braille and Speak to pronounce things correctly by deliberately misspelling them. Don't do it as a regular thing or you might get in trouble in school if that's where you happen to be. In order for the Braille and Speak Classic to be able to communicate with other devices such as modems, Braille embossers, printers, other Braille and Speaks, the serial port must be turned on. When you issue the transmit command, which we'll be studying soon, that happens automatically. But in order for information to come into the Braille and Speak, you must first turn the serial port on. This can be done with one of the parameter choices with P chord, followed by the EN sign, dots 2-6, and the letter Y.
Enter parameter. Serial port enter wire and question mark. Okay.
All right, there we are. And we can turn it off in the same way.
Enter parameter. Serial port enter wire and... Okay.
I entered the letter N that time, and the serial port is turned off. Let's go into the status menu.
Status menu. Battery used 14 hours, 17 minutes.
We enter the letter F. As in Foxtrot, the letter F.
F, serial port off.
And if we want to turn it on, it's Y.
Y, serial port on. And serial port off.
I have exited, and we're back out of the status menu. Although the act of transmitting will turn the serial port on, if you intend to print a document, you should turn your serial port on first, before issuing the transmit command. This doesn't happen all the time, but once in a while, if the serial port is turned off when the transmit command is issued, an unwanted character will occur at the top of your document. Now it's time to discuss the transmitting and printing of text. To transmit text, whether it be to a printer, a Braille embosser, a modem, or to another Braille and Speak, or a computer, the sending process begins with T chord, T as in tango, T as in transmit, T chord, followed by one of the transmit parameters, A, B, L, M, P, S, or Z. A for all, with all formats intact, intended for print usage. B for Braille, so that no matter what you've done, the Braille translator is turned off during the course of transmission. L for a single line. Now this is a text between carriage returns, not just a line as dictated by the way you have your format parameters set. M, transmit to a mark. You remember that we set marks earlier. You can set a mark and then move somewhere else and transmit to that mark. That is, you can, so long as you are above the mark when you decide to transmit. P is for paragraph. You can transmit from the point of your cursor to the end of the current paragraph that you're in. S is for storage. You transmit exactly what is in the document in the Braille and Speak. No format parameters. Everything is shut down. No line length. It is for storage purposes. And Z, as in Zulu, from where you are to the end of the document. If you don't want to transmit the entire document, you can either transmit from where you are to a mark, or, if it works out that way, from where you are to the end of the document. Those are all of the transmit commands. T chord followed by A, B, L, M, P, S, or Z. Now as we approach the end of our tape-recorded time together, we consider other functions, Braille and Speak classic functions, which don't happen to fit any specific category. With a stretch of the imagination, they might be, at least some of them, moved into one category or another, but here's as good a place as any. As I've mentioned earlier, to enter the help file, use a TH sign chord. Let me show you where we are.
Option. Enter file command. Next one page is open. Enter file command. Exit.
We are in Max. Now, I'll enter a TH sign chord.
Help is open.
And we're in the Braille and Speak Classic help file. If I enter a Z, as in Zulu, Z chord, not only do I immediately leave the help file, but I am returned to the file from which I left to go to the help file. I'll demonstrate this more accurately. This is the entire contents of the file Max consist of this.
1, 2, 3.
The three digits.
1, 2, 3, 2.
Now I'm set on the digit 2. I'm going to leave to go to the help file with a TH sign, 1, 4, 5, 6 chord.
Help is open.
Now I'll read in the help file.
Tap on file, writing and reading functions, uppercase, next directory, uppercase, locutor, utor, uppercase, unlocutor, end on file.
Now back to the top of the file.
Tap on file.
Now we'll look for a word.
Enter text to find T-I-M-P. Time and date commands.
All right, now, at this point, I am...
Column 1, cursor at 3084.
So I've moved around quite a bit in the help file. Now I'll enter a Z chord.
Abort, Max 1 page is open.
Max 1 page is open. When we left Max, remember, we were on the digit 2. Now we're going to use Dot's 3-6 chord to look at the current character.
2.
There it is. We're right where we were when we left. In addition to helping us leave the help file, Z Zulu chord aborts an unwanted activity. It stops it. Sometimes you have to issue 2 or 3 Z chords, but it will often get you out of an unwanted situation if there's a communication problem. So you might want to think of Z chord as your parachute to safety. Cursor tracking is a feature which you can turn on or off. To do it, you can use P chord followed by C and either N or Y, like this.
Enter parameter. Cursor tracking, enter Y or N. Okay.
I entered Y. That's the normal condition, but I could just as well have done...
Enter parameter. Cursor tracking, enter Y or N.
N.
Okay.
Or from the status menu...
Status menu, serial port off. C, cursor tracking off. Y, cursor tracking on. That's it.
In your Braille and Speak, you have two cursors, a reading cursor and a writing cursor. The tip of your finger with which you read Braille, or the point of your stylus, or if you're a Braille writer user, the Braille embossing head with which you write Braille. Normally, when cursor tracking is on, reading and writing activities are linked. For example, in the file Max, I told you I had written...
1, 2, 3.
I'll add...
4, 5, 6.
Now, 4, 5, 6.
6.
And I just...
6.
...checked to see the current character, and it was 6. My reading and writing cursors are following each other. Now I'm going to turn cursor tracking off.
Status menu, cursor tracking on, and cursor tracking off. Exit.
Remember...
6.
I'm on 6. Now I'm going to write 789.
789.
And check for the current character.
6.
It remains 6. That's because
6.
The writing cursor moved, but the reading cursor stayed where it was. If I had been at the top of the file, it would have said 1 when I issued the dots 3-6 command. All right, what good is it? What can you do with or without cursor tracking? Suppose you have a list of questions you want to ask someone, possibly in person, possibly over the phone, and you want to write answers. You can have a list of questions, read the current line, which we'll say is the first question, write your answer, move forward with dot 4 chord to the next line of reading, read the question, answer it, and so on. When you've read all the questions, you have written, you will have written all of the answers, and your answers will be in an uninterrupted string, that is, uninterrupted by questions themselves. Now, you could have gone to the end of the line, gone into the insert mode, and written the answer immediately next to the question. And you can, if that's what you want to do. But if you want to keep your questions separate, this is how you would do it. You might have a note from a friend which you've written into your Braille and Speak or have had sent to you by telephone and could read the letter and write your answer right at the end of it. I'll give you a short example of how all this works. Cursor tracking is turned off. I've deleted everything from Max. Now my first question is,
what is your name?
I'll write the answer. And I'll go to interactive mode and also turn key echo off.
My name is Fred.
Now I'll go forward to the next question.
Where do you live? I live in Kentucky.
Next question.
Where do you work? American.
At the American Printing House. Now, we'll go to the top of the file. Well, no, we're there already, so I'll just read the next line.
My name is Fred.
Next line.
I live in Kentucky at the American Printing House.
No, I don't live at the American Printing House. That was the answer to the question, where do you work? I didn't answer it as a full sentence, but it was on a separate line. So you have to be careful about that sort of thing. Next, we consider the warm reset. Sometimes Braille and Speak can be talking very fast in a high-pitched voice. Possibly you don't remember the baud rate setting that you had set, and you'd like to restore things to the way they were when Braille and Speak left the factory. Well, the warm reset is the way to do it. All right, I have set the Braille and Speak for
1,278 tablets. Two stoplets, even parity, hardware handshake, no duplex, cursor tracking off, serial port on.
And for good measure, I'm going to change the speech. Now listen.
Status value, cursor tracking off, serial port on. Exit.
All right. Now we're going to do a warm reset. First, I'll turn the Braille and Speak off, and then back on.
Classic ready, serial port, next one, page, option, the time is 10 p.m.
Now for the warm reset. All 7 keys down.
Warm reset, please verify.
Warm reset, please verify. I'll do it again.
Shelf is open, okay.
Now.
Status menu, serial port off. Leak 9,600, underline 8 data blitz. Test 1 stop blitz, peak no parity.
But my file, Max, and the information in it was not damaged.
What is your name? Where do you live? Where do you work? My name is Red. I live in Kentucky at the American Printing House.
Still a deeper warm reset is to hold down all 7 keys, have the Braille and Speak turned off, and with all 7 keys held down, flip the switch on, hold the keys down for another second or two, and then let them up. That reset digs a little more deeply into the workings of the Braille and Speak to return operating conditions to normal. Now, there is a condition I'm not going to demonstrate. It is not to be done without much careful thought, and that is the cold or hard reset. Instead of holding down all seven keys with power turned off, you hold down the letter I chord, dots 2-4, and the space bar with the power off. Turn it on, hold for a second or two, and then it will say system initialized, Braille and speak ready. Not only does that reset things, but it runs the risk of deleting all of the information contained within your instrument. Next up is the speak revision option. You can enter it with P chord,
enter.
Followed by the letter R.
APH August 1, 1994 revision.
APH August 1, 1994 revision. Now yours may and probably will have a different date from that. That is like the brand number, the model number of your unit. If you need to phone us with a question, we may ask you what revision you have, and if you don't know, that's the way to find out. Although if you have your Braille and speak handy and are talking to us on the phone, we can simply tell you what the command is. Now, from within the status menu,
status menu, cursor to recognize.
The letter R gets you the same information, R.
R-A-P-H, August 1, 1994, revision.
The Alt command, A-L-T, is one you may never use. Many printers are able to produce graphics characters, and many alphabets in other countries contain more than 26 letters, or letters which differ in appearance from those in the alphabet we know. Usually these special characters are represented by the upper half of the ASCII table. In order for Braille and Speak users to be able to transmit these characters, the Alt command is provided. This is DOTS 3-5 chord, followed by a three-digit number. This three-digit number is the decimal equivalent of the desired character from the upper half of the ASCII table. In order to use this command, you need to know the number of the ASCII character, the decimal number of that ASCII character, which will produce the appropriate symbol you want to print. Although Braille and Speak speech may not correctly represent the name of the character you have entered, the appropriate character from the upper half of the ASCII table will be produced if it followed the Alt command. You end the three-digit number with an E chord. So to produce ASCII character number 175, you enter Alt, dot 3-5 chord, 175 E chord. Now, next up for discussion is the ability to calculate from within a file. The command that allows you to do this is O chord, followed by K. Here's how it works. Suppose you have a number of figures you want to calculate, and these are written within a file. An easy way to work with them is to turn cursor tracking off. This lets you read down through the file without disturbing your position as you write. Place a couple of carriage returns in your file. This will cause writing to appear at the end of the file. And then as figures are read, which you'd like to include in your calculation, just write them and continue reading. Place the sign of operation immediately following the figure. Go on until all the desired figures are included on a single line. You have a limit of 78 characters, including signs of operation. Now, so much for the broad outlines. Let's do an example. I've written a file which contains 9 items. List A 3 times, list B 3 times, and list C 3 times. But these lists are in random order, and near each is an amount of money. Listen to the entire list. We'll read it from top to bottom.
List A dollar sign 23.75, list B dollar sign 17.94, list C dollar sign 7.18, list A dollar sign 0.14, list A dollar sign 9.95, list B dollar sign 8.53, list C dollar sign 2.97, list B dollar sign 5.49, list C dollar sign 6.83.
Okay, our first objective is to total up all of the list A items. We'll turn cursor tracking off.
Enter parameter. Cursor tracking enter while you're in. Okay.
Now I'll place a few carriage returns.
New line.
Well, a couple of them anyway. We'll go to the top of the file.
Top of file.
And we'll read through the file again, line by line, only entering list A items.
List A dollar sign 23.75.
We don't write the dollar sign, we just write
2, 3, period, 7, 5.
Go to the next line.
List the dollar sign, list A dollar sign 0.14.
There's another list A item, so we enter plus.
Plus
0.14. Go to the next line.
List A dollar sign 9.95.
Plus.
Plus
9.95.
List the dollar sign. List C dollar sign. List the dollar sign. List C dollar sign. 2.375 plus 0.14 plus 9.95.
Ah, there's our listing of all of the list A items. Now, we read it as the current line.
2.375 plus 0.14 plus 9.95.
And we enter O chord K.
Option 33.84.
The total is $33.84 for list A. Let's do it again, this time checking list B items. Top of file.
Top of file. List A dollar sign 23.75. List the dollar sign 17.94.
We enter 17.
17. Period.
Point 94.
List C dollar sign 7.18. List A dollar sign 0.14. List A dollar sign 9. List the dollar sign 8.53.
Plus
8.53. List C dollar sign. List the dollar sign 5.49.
Plus 5.49.
List C dollar sign 6.83. 23.75 plus 0.14 plus 9.95.
That's the list A set of entries that we calculated a few minutes ago. Now we go on.
17.94 plus 8.53 plus 5.49.
There we are with our list B items. We do O chord.
Option
K.
31.96.
And that's $31.96. I leave it to you to check list C items. If you don't mind, stop the tape now, do it, and I'll give you the answer when you come back. All right, have you done it? List C should total.
Option 16.98.
Now let's get the total of all three lists. Here's the line that contained list A.
23.75 plus 0.14 plus 9.95. Option 33.84.
So 33.84
plus
17.94
plus 8.53 plus 5.49. Option 31.96. 7.18 plus 2.97 plus 6.83. Option 16.98 plus 16.98. 33.84 plus 31.96 plus 16.98. Option 82.78.
And that's how it works. You can, of course, include multiplication, subtraction, division, anything of the sort in your calculation. All items must be written together on one line, and there must be no spaces, and you must write in ASCII rather than grade 2 Braille. We have discussed ham calls before, and power reminder is that little feature that causes Braille and Speak Classic to say hello every 5 minutes if you have not exercised the keyboard at all. If you've just had the machine turned on and have done nothing with the keyboard, if the timer is going, the stopwatch is going, but you have not pressed any of the keys, it will say hello just to let you know it is there and saying, in effect, have you forgotten that I'm turned on? From the status menu, the letter Z, as in zebra, followed by Y or N, turns this feature on or off. Voice inflection has to do with the tone of speech that Braille and Speak Classic delivers. From the status menu, if you enter the letter I, you will hear
I, voice inflection on.
If you want to turn it off,
and voice inflection off.
Here are two sentences with voice inflection turned on.
With inflection on, the pitch of the voice drops slightly after a period. How do you suppose it will sound with it turned off?
Now I've turned it off and we can find out.
With inflection on, the pitch of the voice drops slightly after a period. How do you suppose it will sound with it turned off?
Now you know. The next item for our consideration is silent startup. When you turn your Braille and Speak Classic on, you hear
Braille and Speak Classic ready, sound one page.
But suppose you're in a meeting. Think how distracting that would be. Well, if you have an earphone, you can always plug that earphone in, turn the speech down and operate it at very low volume level. But if you want to turn the Braille and Speak on without that voice announcement, the way to do it is to hold down the space bar as you turn the machine on. The space bar is held down. I've turned it on. Now I let up. That's all there is to it. Not much noise at all there. Way back at the beginning of our time together, I mentioned that we'd have more to say about battery charging and battery life. Within the status menu, there is a command that you can enter that will tell you how much time the Braille and Speak has been on since last you've charged your battery there. This is true if you reset the battery timer when you charge your battery. This is how it works. When you get the battery low message, plug in the AC power supply battery charger device and charge your battery for 8 hours. Enter the status menu and issue the command, which is the TH sign, not a cord, just the TH sign. You'll hear a message like this.
Status menu, question mark, battery is 18 hours, 39 minutes.
You may hear more or less time announced. It means that 18 hours, 39 minutes have elapsed between the time I charged the battery last time and I got my battery low message. I have since charged the battery, but now it's time to reset the timer. Press the space bar.
Space, reset battery timer, enter YRN.
I'll enter the letter N just to show you what happens.
Battery is 18 hours, 40 minutes.
You see, a minute has gone by. We'll press the space again.
Space, reset battery timer, enter YRN. Battery is 0 hours, 0 minutes.
The battery timer is reset to zero, and this is useful information for you to have because over time you'll develop a sense of just when it's time to think seriously about charging the battery. If you get about 16, 17, or 18 hours on a charge, and you're going to a meeting that is likely to last all day, and you've already used it for 14 hours, you really ought to think about charging it ahead of time. How much can you expect from a battery on a single charge? Well, that depends on whether or not the serial port is turned on whether or not, with the serial port turned on, the machine is connected to other devices. All of these things use power. It will take some practice, as well as experience, and do pay attention when you press a key and you hear
battery low.
That message is to be taken very seriously. Now, to wrap up this discussion of the Braille and Speak Classic, we have a few words to say about the disk drive. The written manual has quite a bit to say about the disk drive and describes it fairly adequately. I have the disk drive in my hand and I'm going to turn it on with it placed quite close to the microphone. Please listen. Then all you heard was a slight click. That's because there was no cable connecting the disk drive to anything. This protects the drive from having its on-off switch accidentally turned on if it happens to be in a backpack or some other place where the switch accidentally can be hit. I've connected a cable to the disk drive, but the other end of the cable is not connected to the Braille and Speak. Listen. That's the sound you hear when the disk drive is turned on. Now it is connected to the Braille and Speak. Listen. A much lower pitch. This is because the Braille and Speak itself was not turned on. Now, twice in succession, first to a Braille and Speak that is turned off, and then to a Braille and Speak with that Braille and Speak turned on. Now, please listen.
File number 0, help 4 pages.
I'm in the help file, and now I'm going to do a directory of the disk. I'm going to ask for a catalog of the information on the disk. To do this with the drive connected, I do S-chord D for directory. First, S-chord.
Storage.
D.
Directory, enter file name.
I don't know the file name, so I do E-chord. The drive carries on. In a minute, a small beep.
Okay.
And there we are. A minute ago I was in the help file. Now let's see what's happened.
File number 1, clipboard 3 pages.
The directory always puts you in the clipboard. I had a larger than normal clipboard of 3 pages. Now let's see what we've got. Top line.
Directory of backslash star period star.
Directory of backslash star period star. The disk has no volume name. This you will have read about in the manual.
Volume has no label.
That's the next line. Now.
Braille 3070.
Braille 3070. That's the number of characters in a file named Braille.
3070 bytes in one file's 1453568 bytes 3 period revision total length 12/01/92.
It tells me how many bytes are in how many files. It happens there's only one file on that disk, and the number of free bytes, the number of free character spaces available for additional files. The file labeled Braille has 3,070 bytes, less than one Braille and Speak page. I will create a file called Braille.
Option, enter file to create, B-R-A-I-L-L-E, enter file size, 1, use Braille to translator, and Braille now open.
Now I'm going to load the file from disk. Actually, I didn't have to name the file in the Braille and Speak Braille at all. The important thing was that I reserve enough room for it. But nevertheless, we'll turn the disk drive on and
storage
S cord L
load enter file name
Braille
B-R-A-I-L-L-E
followed by E chord. A little beep.
Okay.
And there it is. We'll go to the end of the file list.
File number 8, Braille 1 page.
And there it is. If a file is to be stored on disk, its name must contain no more than 8 characters. If it happens to be longer than that, when you save it from your Braille and Speak, the first 8 characters will be accepted, the rest rejected. Disks prepared on the Braille and Speak disk drive can be read on MS-DOS machines such as IBM compatibles, and vice versa. File names can have 8 characters, followed by a period, followed by a 3-character extension, or at least up to 3 characters. This means you could perhaps have files with the extension LTR for letter, MEM for memo, or school subject names, ENG for English, HIS for history, GEO for geography, and so on. Many books are available on the subject of MS-DOS, Microsoft Disk Operating System. Some of these are available in Braille or on tape from the usual sources from which such publications are available. I hope you found our time together useful to you, and that you will enjoy and continue to enjoy using your Braille and Speak Classic in various aspects of your life. If you have any comments, suggestions, or criticisms, certainly we'd like to hear from you. Now, goodbye and good luck as you continue your adventures with your Braille and Speak Classic. This Braille and Speak tutorial is a product of the American Printing House for the Blind, Louisville, Kentucky. This is the end of the Braille and Speak Classic tutorial cassette, prepared by the American Printing House for the Blind, P.O. Box 6085, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206-0085. Toll-free telephone, 800-223-1839. Read by Fred Gissoni.